discussing slichos. Last week we discussed, we spent a lot of time talking about the piyutim. Is it right? What is the ikar part of the slichos are not the piyutim. The ikar part of slichos is ashrei, chatzi kaddish, l'cho Hashem atztoker. That section we say before, kel arach apayim, kel melech yoshev, that's the ikar. To say those psukim, unfortunately we live in a world today where that's gobbled up so fast, you don't even know slichos start until you get to kel melech yoshev. That part we just gobble up, but the ikar part of those psukim that we read, that's the ikar part of slichos. Then kel melech yoshev, all the yud gimel midos sarachamim, that's the ikar sheb ikar. And then we add all of the piyutim. So we discussed last week the Ibn Ezra. We discussed Ibn Ezra was a very big misnagate against the recital of piyutim, specifically the piyutim of the Kalir, which are mysteries, codes, code words, things which the average person has no understanding of. And he was supported by Rabbeinu Bachye, and who was the third person? Now remember who was the third person who was the misnagid? What? Who was the third person? The Ibn Ezra? The Radak. Rav David Kimchi, the Radak. The Radak, Ibn Ezra and Rabbeinu Bachye were very against the piyutim. Just say the basics. And then we came to the defense. Who came to the defense? The Aruch HaShulchan, the Maral, the all the Gedolei Yisrael came to the defense of those who recite it. That was last week. Now let's discuss a new topic. When do we begin reciting Selichos? So we are all brainwashed. We live in the American melting pot. We all start saying Selichos, the Mitzvah Shabbos, before Slichos, before Rosh Hashanah, assuming we have at least 4 days. If Rosh Hashanah begins on Wednesday night, then we get in 4 days, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, before Thursday. But if Slichos we have less than 4 days, then we push it back to the previous Mitzvah Shabbos, like this year. This year Rosh Hashanah is
Sunday night.
So therefore we have to go back all the way to the week before, because you have to have at least 4 days. Now you should know that appears to not have been the most popular minhag. One of the more popular minhagim in time immemorial of repeating saying slichas. So the first most important minhag is to say slichas, none of the above. You only say slichos between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. I'm sure many of us will be very happy to follow that. Especially Erev Rosh Hashanah. Easy, right? Come Rosh Hashanah, it's the regular day.
Some people only say it Rosh Hashanah. They stop saying
what? They don't even say it during the Atzeres Yimei Tshuva. The Chassidim, it's a Yom Tov. They don't even let an Oval daven during the Atzeres Yimei Tshuva. Chassidim, the Mahapech, all these things. But it used to, but some say the Ikazman is, it's a very bizarre thing to say, not to say at all, when the Ikar appears to be during the Atzeres Yimei Tshuva. Dirshu Hashem bihi matzo'o kiru'uhu bi'yoysoi koroif. The Ikar Zman to say Slichos is Bedavka, the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. It's a chiddush not to say. I think he's saying even might. The Lubavitch, the might on the Piyutim, but the Ikar, you have to say the Ikar, you have to say the Yud Gimel Midos Sarachamim to say the Psukim. Aseres Yimei Tshuva is the prime, that's the prime time. Now, what's the extension? The extension is to say it before. If you're going to say it before, you should already say it from Rosh Chodesh Elul, an entire month. Where does that come from? So we mentioned, where is the earliest source to say Slichos? Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayichal Moshe espnei Hashem elokav. Lo Hashem yechad abcha b'mecha. When did Moshe Rabbeinu be mispal for Klal Yisrael? When was the Igazman? Elul. Moshe Rabbeinu, the last 40 days Moshe went to Shemayim, beginning Rosh Chodesh Elul, and he came down on Yom Kippur. From Rosh Chodesh until Yom Kippur is exactly 40 days. What?
Gzeira Rav
HaKol
can't do it.
So that's what we don't do. But Moshe Rabbeinu was in Shemayim for 40 days. And those 40 days culminated with what we say on Yom Kippur, Vayomer Hashem Solachti Chidvarecha. So Moshe was Mispalel all 40 days. So when we follow in his way, we go up, we begin to be Mispalel, we go up we start with Rosh Chodesh Elul. At kidei kach, that many hold, it's not common among even the Sfaradim who do say slichos beginning Rosh Chodesh Elul, you should say slichos on Rosh Chodesh itself. And that's not the common meaning among the Sfaradim. Okay, the Sfaradim, they begin Rosh Chodesh Elul, but not the first day. Not on Rosh Chodesh itself. Only on Yimei Chol. They don't say it on Shabbos, and they don't say it on Rosh Chodesh. But Mei Iker Hadin, and there are definitely Minhagim, there are definitely Kehilos in Europe before the war that did recite Slichos the entire Rosh Chodesh Elul, including Shabbos. Okay, could you imagine even on Shabbos? And including Rosh Chodesh. Because they held the primary makar. No, L'David Hashem, you know, you give us a rachem, but it's slicha, it's a different avenue. It's not slicha, L'David Hashem is a very modern, it's relatively speaking a modern chassidish minhag. L'David Hashem Oiri. It's in the base, the Baal Shem, one of the Baal Shems. One of the Baal Shem, it's a Hasidish Minig.
The Litvishes say it.
They accepted it. We don't appreciate the Litvax, they say, oh, snag them. There's no way you can't avoid being influenced by Hasidim and by Inyani Kabbalah. Inyani Kabbalah have penetrated into our very fiber. I once read an article in Jewish Action. Jewish Action, they write there about Hollywood. They say, there's no living person in this world. Someone, a rabbi wrote this, who's a mumcha on these inyanim, that is not affected by Hollywood. Hollywood, California, there's no living creature that it trickled. The entertainment industry in America is so powerful. It's noireva oim, the koyach of Hollywood. It has trickled down to every living creature in this world. Even if you're living in the farthest place of this world, you're influenced by things that have come forth from Hollywood. So it is. What?
Also Madison Avenue.
What do you mean, Madison Avenue?
Yeah, influence on society. Not only Hollywood, but Madison Avenue. The advertising.
Of course. Everything trickles down because it's a koyach of tumor. It's a koyach entertainment.
Who runs Hollywood?
It's a koyach. It's an incredible.
Just like the newspaper.
So, lahavdil elif alfi havdolos. I always like to say that. Lahavdil elif alfi havdolos. I like to say that Kabbalah is exactly the same thing. Even the Litvax, the people who are, it's taboo. Kabbalah, there are many people, Zoyar, it's not my thing, it's not my league. I'm not into Inyani Kabbalah and Zoyar and Tikkunim, it's the Hasidus, stay away from it. You're right. What? Brich Shmei, but not everyone even says Brich Shmei. Even those who don't, even there are people who don't say Brich Shmei. I know people who don't say Brich Shmei, Beshita. Don't say Brich Shmei, it's Kabbalah, they don't say it. But okay, maybe you're not going to say Baruch Shmei, but look deep down in your lifestyle. I guarantee you're going to find influence of Kabbalah and Hasidus. But Kabbalah and Hasidus is only what, 400-500 years? You can't trace the Arizal back more than 400-500. Before this, what did they do? There was no Arizal. There was no Zohar. Rashbi. Then this goes back 1,000 years. It was Nelon. It was concealed. These things. So where does it come from? It's only modern. It's modern. Yet there's no living Orthodox Shomer Torah mitzvahs living in this world today that has not been influenced to some degree by Yoni Kabbalah. So David Hashem Oiri is part of that category of Kabbalah. Not Slichas. Slichas goes back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Slichas goes back, and Yoni Slichas goes back to the very, very beginning. Ezra, Daniel, Moshe Rabbeinu. It's just been the Nusach has been slightly changed. The main Slichas we mentioned is saying the Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim. It's saying Psukim in Tanakh. It's not saying the Piyutim. These are embellishments which have been added in recent years. Even the embellishments, the Kalir is 1,000 years old. The Kalir, you know, his stuff goes way, way back. So these are, but this has been wearing along. So the Iker Zman to say is is either Aseres Yimei Tshuva. If you want to go back, you go back and you say the entire Chodesh Elul, because the Moshe Rabbeinu with the Shemayim, and that would really require us to say Slichos even on Rosh Chodesh itself and even on Shabbos. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was there for 40 days and 40 nights, there was no Hefsek. Okay, another say no, we go back a month, because similar to what we applied to the rules of Pesach, Shloshim Yoim Kodem Achag Shoyalim V'darshim V'yonah Shel Yoim. It's an offshoot of that halach and Shulchan Aruch. 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, we have to be Shoyal V'doresh V'yonah Shel Yoim. The halachas are not that many. Okay, Shofar, I mean, there are halachas, but Nogia for the Baal Tokeya, the Marki, but the halachas that we have to know is it's Yom Adin. Yom Adin requires. So you're going back, then you don't have to be so strict. If you're only going back because of Shloshim Yom Me'achag, you can skip Shabbos, you can skip Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to adhere to every single tefillah, every single thing. That's I think the Svardim probably have to definitely follow that, because they don't do it on Shabbos, and they do not say Slichas on Rosh Chodesh. Okay, third minog is 15 days. It seems like it was a very popular minhag to start saying Slichos 15 days before Rosh Hashanah. Whatever the calendar day is, Tu B'Av. Tu B'Av was already the time when you can say a Ksiva v'chasim etoiva. It was already the time. That's off. El. 15 days into El, 15 days, which is not yet. 15 days into El is the Zman when you start saying Slichos. I guess it follows the idea of the Gemara as Machlokes. Do you stop in Shol V'Darish B'Yonu Shol Yom 30 days, or do you stop in Shol V'Darish 15 days? Okay, another very popular minhag was to do Monday, Thursday. Okay, Monday, Thursday, starting Rosh Chodesh Elul, right after Rosh Chodesh, Monday, Thursday, are Yimei Rachamim. Moshe went up on a Monday, and he came down on a Thursday. Moshe went up on a Thursday, and he came down on a Monday, going up and going down. These are days of Rachamim, so that's, you don't have to say Slichos if it's not a Monday or a Thursday. That has filtered down to us, because when we say an Aseres Yimei Tshuva, we swap. We say the Yud Gil Midos Rachamim on the Thursday. There's no, even though in the Machzor it may say it on one day, we switch it. Where does that come from? That really comes from the Minog that they only set Slichos on a Monday or a Thursday. Okay, another Minog. Now, what is our minhag? The most prevalent minhag. Our minhag is to say it Mitzvah Shabbos. Now, where does that come from? Now, there's one more minhag which I want to tie into. There's another minhag which you don't see done anywhere, to start saying it on Chof Hei Elul. Why Chof Hei Elul? The day of the creation of the world. The world was created on Chof Hei Elul, and therefore that's already called the Hayoyim Haras Olam. That's already called the Yom Hadin, the world that's come into existence, and we need to focus on Rachamim whenever it comes out. Now, what do? We do none of the above. We don't skip. We review all the minhagim. Only Aseres Yimei Tshuva. The entire month from the very beginning, the whole month, but not every single day. You can skip days. 15 days, Monday, Thursday, Chof Hei Elul. So we have only 6 different minhagim. That's already 6 minhagim. All those are legitimate minhagim. And here in America, melting pot, we all follow a minhag we no one ever heard before, Mitzvah Shabbos. 4 days. Only 4 days. Why 4 days? Because it says on Rosh Hashanah, Vasisem Oilo. Does not say that he crafted him. In Parshas Pinchas, all the Kurbanos, all the Musafim of the Moadim, it says, V'hikraftem, you shall offer as a sacrifice. Only on Rosh Hashanah did the Torah change its Nusach and write V'asisem, which Chazal saw as a trigger that you are the sacrifice, not the animal. The animal is just symbolic. On all of the Moadim, then the act of the sacrifice is the Hashem wants the animals. But on Rosh Hashanah, Hashem wants you to offer yourself. Meaning different. You should bring yourself before HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a sacrifice. A sacrifice has rules. The Gemara has a drasha that the Karban Tamin requires Bikur for 4 days. Bikur for 4 days. Before you bring the Karban Tamid has to be in the Beis HaMikdash and inspect it for 4 days to make sure there is no blemish. The Gemara has a drasha. How we learn this? How we know this? 4 days. Being that on Rosh Hashanah the Torah says Va'asisem, does not say Vikraftem. Hashem wants us to be the sacrifice. We require introspection for 4 days. Bikur for 4 days. That's why we start assuming that Rosh Hashanah is on Wednesday night, Thursday. There are 4 days. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So what happens if it's less than 4 days? It's less than 4 days. So theoretically, we only should go back 4 days. We go back, well, you have Shul Shabbos, you're not going to inspect on Shabbos, so you can make it up on Friday and Thursday. However, the minig is to go back to Sunday. Why Sunday? So here's the Mefarshim explains, because our minig is a crossbreed between Hayoim Haras Oilam, creation of the world, Chaf Hei Elul. Now Chaf Hei would be 5 days. Chaf Hei, Chaf Vav, Chaf Zayin, Chaf Ches, Chaf Tes would be 5 days before, but we go back to Sunday because Sunday is equivalent in one respect to Chaf Hei Elul. Why? Because when was Chaf Hei Elul the very first time? It was on a Sunday. Hashem created the world on a Sunday. Second day, Monday. Friday was Shabbos, was Yom HaShvi, was Shabbos. So what we are doing is, it is a combination of Bikur, inspection for 4 days, and also it should begin on a Sunday to allude to the fact that the world was created on Chaf Hei Elul, and we want to begin now the Yom HaDin, we want to focus on Tshuva, on the beginning of creation. We're not going to focus on the calendar date of Chaf Hei, but we're going to focus on the weekday of when creation took place. And there's precedent for this. We know the Tainus on the Erev Shabbos Parashas Chukas was on the Tainus always on a Friday. There is precedent where you want to focus on a specific day. Shabbos HaGadol. It's on Shabbos, not on the tenth day of Nisan. So there is such precedent. So therefore, we're always going to start on a Sunday, and it has to be at least 4 days, so that we should fulfill Vasisem Oilo LaHashem. So Sach HaKol, 7 different minhagim as to when we begin to recite the Slichos. Now, when is the ideal time to say Slichos? It is Ashmoires HaBoiker. What is Ashmoires HaBoiker? So this is how the way most of the Paiskim explain it. There are 3 watches in the night. The one Brach Samachalai said there are 3 watches, or are there 4 watches? So we'll make it very simple. There are only 3 watches. 3 watches. The night is 12 hours. Shol Zmanios. Break up 12 hours into 3 parts. 4, 4, 4. That means the last 4 hours of the night is the ideal time to recite Slichos. So whenever the clock is, you figure out, there are shuls that do this. There are few and far in between where they figure out when is the last 4 hours of the night, and that is when you begin. And why is that the ideal time? So this is Yoni Kabbalah. Moshe writes in the Yoni Kabbalah because it says in the Medrash that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is shot. Shot means he floats. He floats, he swims the entire universe the first 2 hours of the night. And the last 4 hours of the night, he floats in this world. We have no clue what this means. Hashem is Meloi Chol Aretz Kavaydai. Hashem is all over. Hashem is not limited. But whatever this means, Hashem is floating around the universe at night. But the last 4 hours of the night, Hashem is focused in this world. So therefore, we want to get close to Hashem, the ideal time when we can have an audience, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the last 4 hours of the night. And there's one exception. The exception is the first Slichos, the Motzoi Menucha. We do it Chatzos. Why is the first Slicha done not Ashmeres HaBoiker? Why do we do the first Slichos Chatzos Laila? Because we want to bring it closer to Shabbos. Why do we want to bring it closer to Shabbos? So the place give 2 very important reasons. Number one, the Zechus of Torah. Shabbos nitna Torah. Shabbos is a zman that is meyuchad to Torah. Yismach Moshe b'manas chelko ki even iman. Shabbos is Torah. Slicha will only come in the merit of the Zechus of Torah. When Moshe Rabbeinu, he came down from Shemayim, what did he come down with? 2 things. The Luchos, and Vayomer Hashem, Solachti Chidvarecha. Those are the only 2 things he brought down. He didn't come down with food, he didn't come down with money, two things, Torah and Slicha. So you see the two are related. Menelu, the first Slicha is Musmach, the Shabbos, not Ashmeres HaBoker. You don't do it Sunday morning, in the early morning before it gets light. You should do it Mitzvah Shabbos, Chatzos, because that's close to Shabbos. The second reason is because you're in a good mood. After Shabbos is over, family time, good food, you're in a pleasant spirits, it will enhance your attitude towards the Slichos. But that's only the first night. After the first night, you got to switch back to doing it Be'ashmeres HaBoker. Now, what happens if you can't do Be'ashmeres HaBoker? It's too hard to come to shul at the last 4 hours of the night, 5 o'clock in the morning, 4:30 in the morning to do slichas, and then to go into davening after the shachar. So, what's the next best thing? So, the next best thing is to do it chatzos. The next best thing after chatzos now is like 1 o'clock. That would be the next best thing to chatzos. Now, if you can't do it after chatzos, now what about doing it in the morning? Doing it late, doing it 7 o'clock in the morning after Lisa Shachar, it's not ideal because that's not the zman. It's really too little, too late. But if better than nothing. Now 10 o'clock at night is the worst thing to do. Not that I don't do it, but that's the rules are Ashmeres HaBoker. The next best thing is nighttime after Chatzos, because that's the zman Masugul for Tefillah. The Chazal said that if a person says the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim and the Ashmeres HaBoker, it's Muftach, Hashem will answer him. Rav Moshe says it doesn't say it's Muftach any time other than Ashmeres HaBoker. If you do it at night, it's a nice tefillah, but you don't get the bracha being Muftach. Okay, if you can't do it after Chatzos, the next best thing would be to do it during the day. During the day, daven late, daven 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, whatever, during the day. It's not ideal, it's really not the time, but it's better than nothing. Now, what about doing it before Chatzai? So someone to say as follows. So here are the heterim. The zman that's mesugal for Hashem to be shot by Olam refers to the zman in Yerushalayim. It's not the zman in America. So since 10 o'clock at night is Ashmeres HaBoker in Yerushalayim. Exactly. So therefore, you're being mekayim what Chazal had in mind. Ashmeres HaBoker is not our Ashmeres HaBoker.
It's a loophole.
It's a real stretch, believe me. But that's what it says. It refers to Zman in Yerushalayim. Now, for us, it's very easy because we live in America, so there's a 6-7 hour difference. But when the poets can write about this heter hundreds of years ago, they were talking about lands where it was only 1 hour, 2 hours difference in time. So they say, can we make an hour, 2 hours? It's not yet Ashmeres HaBoker because it's already Chatzos. It's not yet Chatzos because it's Chatzos in Yerushalayim. It's only 11 o'clock. It's 11 o'clock in Yerushalayim. Now, the problem was, what about in Yerushalayim? If you go to Yerushalayim, I was told, I read over there, they have minyanim there early also. You can find the 10 o'clock mean for slichas and Yerushalayim also to say slichas. So what are you, the Ashmeres HaBoker, which Yerushalayim are we talking about over here? We're talking about there's only one Yerushalayim. Where are you going to get in America? You can find the skula. Where are you going to get? Okay, so that's very okay. Another answer is, this is a Lomish answer, it works well for us, is you have to do in the middle, you have to do in Chatzos. Whoever told you Chatzos means 12 o'clock? Chatzos means the middle watch. The night is divided into three watches. The early, the first, the middle watch, and the last watch. Each watch has 4 hours. So it means the beginning of the middle watch. What's the beginning of the middle watch? Chatzos is 12 o'clock. So the beginning of the middle watch is 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock. Chatzos is 12 o'clock. Don't confuse them with daylight savings times now.
No. But you tell me it starts
night. 4 hours from the night.
So you have
12 hours.
Those 12 hours.
Divide those 12 hours into three parts: 4, 4, and 4.
Right.
So when is the middle watch? From 12 to 2. From 10 to 2. 10 to 11. 11 to 12.
No.
10 to 1 and 1.
From about 8 to 12.
6.
Oh, no.
Okay, no. Shows
manios. Problem is in the middle of the.
Shows 6 to 7 to 8 to 9 to 10. 6. We go from 6. In the Gemara, we always use the number 6. Don't confuse me with the facts. Let's focus on the terminology in the Gemara. The day has 12 hours. 12 to 12. That means when is night? We divide day into two parts. No, night is 6 to 6. 6 to 6, right. So it's 6 to 6. So night is 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. Chatzos is 12 o'clock.
When? In the middle of daylight.
But we don't do that for
okay, don't else. Confuse me with the facts.
What's Chatzos got to do with it?
What?
Yeah. What's Chatzos got to do with
it? Chatzos is 12 o'clock.
Nothing.
The middle watch. When is the middle watch?
The middle watch is from 2 hours before Chatzos.
Oh! So when is the middle watch begin?
10 o'clock.
2 hours.
When is Chatzos?
10 to 2.
When is Chatzos?
So the middle one's.
Done. When is Chatzos? Let's look at the clock. Let's look at the Gemara. When is Chatzos? Chatzos 12 o'clock.
12:15.
You'll tell me, but you told 1:15. This daylight savings time, and not exactly 12 o'clock. So Teretz says, don't confuse it with the facts. Chatzos is 12 o'clock.
Right.
Okay, we're all Hasidim when it comes to this.
So 2 hours before and 2 hours after. Is that
point? So when is the beginning of the middle watch?
10 o'clock.
Slich is 10 o'clock.
But you're going to the middle. You told me you wanted the...
The middle of the... The beginning of the middle watch.
But you want the middle watch or you want the last watch?
I want the middle... the last watch. L'chatchil ha'shmeres ha'boik, but we can't get 2 o'clock. No one's coming 2 o'clock to shul. So we're going to do the middle watch. The middle watch is also good. It's not as good as ha'shmeres, but the middle watch is chatzos laila. It's also an ace mesugah kadosh baruch hu. It's an ace rotzain. It's a time when tikkun chatzos. So when is the middle? Whoever told you the middle chatzos means chatzos laila, chatzos and chazal and ace rotzain is the middle watch. The middle watch is 4 hours. So I'm zrizim makdimim. I'm going to start the middle watch at 10 o'clock. At 10 o'clock is, but it's daylight savings times, and it's not exactly. You don't have to be so machmer. I'm serious. Yeah. This is how it comes about. This is the lumbus of why we dive in slichus, and I'm joking, at 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock, that's the kula. And if Moshe says, if it's the only time you can dive in, you can do it. If you have really no choice. Moshe takes a hard line. He says, really, it's a very big stretch to do this. To do this, to make use of all these kulis and daven and say slichas at night before the ikat zman da shemer sabayka. That's the real deal. You want to be the real deal, you get up and go during, it's only 2 weeks, get up 5 o'clock, and you go say slichas. That's what Chazal had in mind. You want to do the next best thing is chatzos. Next, but if you're not going to be able to dive in any other time, and not everyone can dive with a million shachars. They have to go to work. They have a very difficult schedule, so they got to make parnasa. So that's how it is. So you're not going to dive in slichos. So the only time is 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock. But now there are other minhagim. You're shocked to learn that there's some of the minhag to be even bigger coolness is first. Even those who dive in at night, now they will not say keller chapayin and they will not fall tachlon. Okay, go to the 10 o'clock minyanim. You look around. Some people will not say tachlon. Why? Because at night you don't say tachlon. Sakonet to say tachlon at night. So if you're going to say slichas at night, some will not, you're going to lose out.
The whole
tachnun is tachnun. It's not tachnun. What's a tachnun? No, it's not. What tachnun? There's no tachnun to chatzos.
There's no
tachnun. Look at the nusach hasider. There's no tachnun chatzos. So that's an issue. Some will not recite tachnun. Others have a minog. Now, we don't see this among us, is they do it by ma'arif. They do it by Ma'ariv, they say slichas, they make it part of Ma'ariv. They incorporate this into Ma'ariv before you say Tiskadel. You finish Shemona Esrei. After you finish Shemona Esrei, you start saying all the slichas. All the slichas. You don't say Ashrei, you just start with the slichas after. And then you finish this one Kaddish Tiskadel, which is for Ma'ariv and also for slichas. And then some of the Minhag, this is a very interesting shy thing, some hold it even better than doing it in the morning, is to do it after Mincha. Between Mincha and Ma'ariv, when it's still day. Because you really shouldn't say slichas at night, before chatzos. It's not the zman to say it. Slichas is meant to be said either after...
For the next day.
Slichas for the next day. You should only be saying slichas. Slichas should be said... It's not ideal to say slichas at night before chatzos. So if you're really not going to say it before chatzos, it would be better to say it during the day, the end of the day. End of the day would mean after, between Mincha and Ma'ariv. instead of the rabbi learning Mishnayos, between Mincha and Maariv, you say Slichas for the next day.
Is it here or Yerushalayim?
What?
Is it here or Yerushalayim?
Here. And both, doesn't make a difference. So it goes to show that the Zmanim, so really we've gone through today over here, is that when you begin to say Slichus, there are seven Minhagim, and the Zman of when you say Slichus at night, also it's a very broad field of exactly what is the time, the ideal time. And the bottom line is, Toiv Ma'at Bekavono, Meharbe Shloi Bekavono. Toiv Ma'at Shloi Bekavono, Meharbe Shloi Bekavono.
No
slichas,
so we say
after
Kol Nidre, there's no
slichas?
After Maariv.
Oh, so we talk, we do say slichas in Yom Kippur, we say slichas after Maariv. So you're asking a very good question, how are we allowed to say slichas on Yom Kippur after Maariv, before Chatzos? I don't know, I never thought of that. I don't know the answer. Why is Yom Kippur an exception? You're right, I don't know, I have no clue. Why is Yom Kippur an exception to the rule? Maybe it's because it's the Yitzum L'Choyer, it's because that's the Yitzumah Shel Yoyim. Yom Kippur is a whole different day. The Yitzumah Shel Yoyim demands to say Slichas even at night. The regular day is not Yom Kippur, so then you follow the regular rules of night is off limits. Yeah, you fast on Shabbos. The Yitzumah Shel Yoyim is a whole different day.